Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and I'll be talking to you every week about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is the herb aconite. Also known as wolf's bane, this plant is most known for its homeopathic uses, as in larger doses, such as doses commonly used with more gentle herbs, it can become toxic. Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, can be credited with really discovering the true usefulness of this plant, which grows in the mountains of Central Europe. In fact, aconite, when introduced as a remedy 200 years ago, took the place of bloodletting at the time. This seemingly backward practice could relieve the symptoms of robust, strongly constituted people, and this type of person could now benefit from aconite instead. That is, the symptoms aconite can treat come on strongly and quickly. Both mentally and physically, there is a state of great tension. The symptoms can start after exposure to cold, dry air. For example, a child may come down with an earache after playing outside in cold weather. But this inflammation would need to start within a few hours of the exposure to respond to aconite. One could say that the person needing aconite has a strong enough system to respond quickly and vigorously to problems. However, there can be strong fears as well, especially of dying, and this will be expressed in a panicked way. There is no calmness and even temper here. Yes, panic attacks may be helped by aconite, but I would suggest going to an experienced homeopath for this condition, as there are many remedies that could fit these symptoms. The old homeopathic books say a fright could bring on the aconite-type symptoms of anxiety. Today, we would probably say such a person suffers from post-traumatic stress. A fever brought on quickly by a chill could fit aconite if there's a lot of restlessness. The anxiety could reach the point where the person predicts the day and hour of their death. The pains that aconite may help are intolerable, so the intensity extends to the patient's sense of pain. The remedy sulfur corresponds to aconite, so if aconite, for example, helps someone in an acute situation, sulfur may help them also for more chronic problems. Well, this was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.